anti-prosperity. You don't believe in that prosperity gospel. Some people are totally against the prosperity gospel. They may not believe that God wants them to prosper, but they sure spend a lot of time trying to prosper against His will. Can you say hypocrite? Read and be blessed by Barry Bennett. And it shall come to pass, because I hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord my God, and walk according to His word, that the Lord my God will set me on high, and all these blessings shall come on me and overtake me. If I shall hearken unto the voice of the Lord my God, I shall be blessed in the city and blessed in the field. My children shall be blessed in the fruit of my purpose and the fruit of my possessions and the increase of my goods. Blessed shall be my food and my pantry. Blessed shall I be when I go in, and blessed shall I be when I go out. The Lord shall cause my enemies that rise up against me to be smitten before my face. They shall come out against me one way and shall flee before me seven ways. The Lord shall command the blessings upon me in my savings and in all that I set my hand to do. And He shall bless me in the land which the Lord my God gives me. The Lord shall establish me as holy unto Himself, as He has sworn unto me, if I shall keep His word and walk in His ways. And all the people of the earth shall see that I am called by the name of the Lord, and they shall be afraid of me. And the Lord shall make me plenteous in goods, in the fruit of my body, and in the fruit of my possessions, and in the fruit of my purpose, in the land which the Lord swore to give me. The Lord shall open unto me His good treasure, the heaven, to give the rain unto my land in its season, and to bless all the work of my hand, and I shall lend unto many and shall not borrow. And the Lord shall make me the head and not the tail, and I shall be above only, and I shall not be beneath, because I hearken unto the commandments of the Lord my God. Deuteronomy 28:1-3, personalized. And this is the old covenant. We have a better covenant established upon better promises. Hebrews 8:6. He who did not spare His own Son, but delivered Him up for us all, how shall He not with Him also freely give us all things? Romans 8:32. Now we have received not the Spirit of the world, but the Spirit who is from God, that we might know the things that have been freely given to us by God. 1 Corinthians 2:12. The more we learn to live by hearing His voice, the more blessed we will be in every dimension of our lives. Delight in His word, seek Him, and prosper, by Barry Bennett. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and these things shall be added to you. Matthew 6:33. God desires to see His children enjoy His abundance. That abundance begins within, in our reborn spirits. Everything we need to accomplish our purpose on this earth and to be a blessing to others can be found within once we're born again. Just as our words can bring forth and create good things from this inner treasure, our devotion to His word will also release success and prosperity in our lives. Even under the covenant of the law, God blessed and prospered. We have a better covenant established upon better promises. If we delight in the word of the new covenant and let it fill our hearts and mouths, God's abundance will fill us and spill over into the lives of others. Blessed is the man who fears the Lord, who delights greatly in His commandments. Wealth and riches will be in his house. Psalm 112:1-3. Therefore, keep the words of this covenant and do them, that you may prosper in all that you do. Deuteronomy 29:9. This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate in it day and night, in that you may observe to do according to all that is written in it. For then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success. Joshua 1:8. As long as he sought the Lord, God made him prosper. 2 Chronicles 26:5. Let the Lord be magnified who has pleasure in the prosperity of his servant. Psalm 35:27. He brings out those who are bound into prosperity. Psalm 68:6. Wherever he turns, he prospers. Proverbs 17:8. But he who trusts in the Lord will be prospered. Proverbs 28:25. Beloved, I pray that you may prosper in all things and be in health just as your soul prospers. 3 John 1:2. Let prosperity rule within through the word, and it will make its way into your life in every area. All of the promises of God are yes and amen.